This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's Pretzelfest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese.
I don't know how Brian has that thing turned up all the way. That would drive me crazy.
Get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks. Served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzelfest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We speak to you from Anna. It is week number 9 of our high school football campaign here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Anna Rockets play host to Fort Recovery. You might think, well, these two teams have combined to win just 4 games, and it's not an important contest. Well, it is. Anna needs a victory this week, one next week, to lock up 7th or 8th in this region of the D6 computer rankings to play a game at home in week 11, first round of the playoffs. Meanwhile, Fort Recovery, with its first win last week, needs a victory here tonight to get in. Right now, Fort Recovery sits outside the top 16 in its region of Division 7, and Fort Recovery needs to finish strong to play in the postseason. Anna's dominated this series down through the years. There have been 15 meetings. It's 13-2 in favor of Anna. The Rockets have rolled up a lot of points when these two teams get together. In fact, Anna is averaging 6 touchdowns per game in the 15 bouts between Anna and Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won in 2020 by a score of 24-7. The only other victory by Fort Recovery in this rivalry was back in 2015 when the Indians defeated Anna 21-12. Fort Recovery that year became the 7th school in the MAC to win a state championship in football 4 years later. Anna became the eighth, and in 2020 and 2022, New Bremen, Chuck, became the ninth. This is a storied conference, the Midwest Athletic Conference. It is football strong.
Well, there is no conference like this, I would almost guarantee you, in the country that dominates their league and the state like the MAC does. And you were talking about important games. I'm not sure I'm a huge fan of them going to the 16 teams for the playoffs, but it did one thing. It made a 1-7 Fort Recovery team come in here tonight and still have a chance to win another game and maybe get into the playoffs. So it's made games important that would not have been important 3 years ago.
Yeah, no question. And we'll hear Anna head coach Nick Marino in just a few minutes talk about the fact that this Fort Recovery club is one of the best ever 1-7 teams he's ever seen, because Fort Recovery has dropped three games by a score or less. Dwayne Trace, 32-30, to Urbana, 28-20, and to Delphi St. John's, 41-34 in overtime. Fort Recovery easily could have won all three of those. Anna dropped a game week two to Brookville, 28-21. Anna led that game 21-14 in the second half. These two teams have four wins between them, could have as many as eight.
Well, yeah, I mean, they played Minster 7-2, if I'm not mistaken. Fort Recovery. And
That was 41-20. Minster won that game.
Okay.
Anna played Minster pretty tough for 2.5 quarters before fading in the fourth.
Well, I was mistaken on that score. But
St. John's Minster was a 7-2 count.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I knew there was a 7-2. But they have a chance. Here comes our first train of the night. They have a chance to get in the playoffs, which makes it, instead of playing out the string, it makes it exciting for the kids to keep coming to practice.
Yep, no question about that. Beautiful night right now for high school football. Clouds starting to filter in from the northwest. A chance of rain about 9:30 or so. Right now, light wind from the east. Temperatures excellent in the 60s. Conditions beautiful at the moment for high school football. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Anna's got to get better defensively on third and fourth down, no doubt about it. And Fort Recovery wants to use its two-back offense and run the clock, pound the football, and control the football against Anna here tonight. Key building components for Anna and Fort Recovery. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Had the crud last week. I've been on the mend for 2 weeks. Hopefully the voice holds. Didn't have a voice a week ago. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, last week it was gone. Hopefully tonight I can get through four quarters.
Yeah, we'll get through it. There's at least five of us in here. We can handle it.
And when 9:30 comes around, I'm still standing. We're also joined by Derek Olding tonight and his son, Matthew. Derek will do some assistance for us here in the very near future. Derek Olding, Matthew Olding, thanks so much to those two in the booth with us here tonight at Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. We return with head coaches Nick Marino, 9 years at Anna, Brent Niekamp, 19 years at Fort Recovery, when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We welcome you back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fort Recovery in town tonight to take on the Anna Rockets in a Midwest Athletic Conference clash. Fort Recovery won its first game last week, defeating Parkway by a score of 29-14. Reese Wendell ran for 133 yards and 21 carries. As a team, Fort Recovery piled up 275 yards on 57 carries, and Parkway's quarterback was sacked five times, two by Fort Recovery's Connor Kaikala. Who's been hot for Anna? Well, Trey Heitkamp, 16 receptions in the last 2 weeks for an excess of 180 yards. I talked with head coach Nick Marino earlier this week. He highlighted numerous players who excelled against Marion Local in Versailles. He said, we've got to get better defensively on third and fourth down. He added, we're getting healthy as a team once again. The coach, here at the outset, you came through two tough opponents, Versailles and Marion Local, pretty well on the injury front. Weren't quite as productive in terms of yards and points as you would have liked. Two very good teams, but you're set up now for the stretch run, a chance to earn a home field at the seventh or eighth spot in the computer playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to going into two good football games here. We got to play well and finish the season off well. I mean, we're not looking at the playoffs yet. It's all about what are we going to do this week. We got to get past. We got to go beat Fort Recovery. So it's a big football game for us.
Who played extremely well for you the last couple games, and thus who do you expect to perform nicely against Fort Recovery tonight?
I mean, minus the turnovers, I think our quarterback's been starting to play a little bit better. So Alex Chappie's been playing pretty well. He actually led us in rushing against Versailles. So stepping up and being able to run the ball a little bit there's been helpful. And then at receiver, we got Trey Heitkamp has, I think, 16 catches for 196 yards in the last two games. So he's definitely played well and made some really big catches for us on the offensive side.
And along the offensive line, you're getting closer to being whole once again.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting Anthony Garrett back at guard, so that's going to be a big plus, hopefully, for us tonight. We haven't ran the ball well enough the last 2 weeks, so we need to get back to pounding the football a little bit more and be more physical in the run game.
Yeah, which players have excelled on defense?
I think overall, the guy leading us in tackles right now is Alex Poppleman has done a real nice job leading us there in tackles. You're seeing in the last couple weeks, I think Trey Heitkamp there has played well. We moved him to corner, making kind of a move there and transitioning. He's had a lot of tackles for us as well. And then Clay Cummins is doing a nice job leading in the back end, and you look at him and Jacob Taylor doing a good job in the back end. And then in the box, guys doing pretty good is Mason Hughes against the run and Nolan Wilt. Nolan's had a lot of tackles for us, tackles for loss, and been pretty productive there. And then Mason does a good job of helping to stuff the run.
Hey, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like your club defensively has defended first and second down pretty well. Third and fourth have been a nemesis,
yeah,
and have oftentimes enabled the opponent to separate itself from you.
Yeah, I mean, too many situations. We've been third down and long, fourth down and long, and we're giving those up right now. We got to do a better job of that. It's an emphasis for us this week. We got to get off the field in situations. You got to tackle the scrambling quarterback. You got to keep the ball in front and make sure we're not giving up seams and so forth. And if we would have in the last couple games, we could have been a lot different football game. So that's got to be an emphasis for us. It was this week, and it's going to continue to be for us.
Nick Marino, ninth year head coach, Anna Rockets, our guest before tonight's game between Anna and Fort Recovery. It's a team which over the years you've handled very well, but that's all forgotten tonight. It's a new evening of high school football, and Fort Recovery's coming off a big win number one of the year. Indians could have won two or three other games. They were close.
Yeah, I told the team it's one of the best 1-7 teams you'll see. They could have beaten some really good opponents. They played strong against some of the top teams in our league too, and gave them trouble. They rushed the passer well. The quarterback's an athlete, so all those types of things. We got to come out and play good football tonight against a good football team.
Your week-long preparation for Fort Recovery includes what?
I mean, the number one, we got to stop the running the quarterback. He's a good athlete, does a good job in the run game.
Okay.
And then as we're looking at these guys, we got to know where their best receiver is. Number eight's a good receiver for them, does a real nice job, mm-hmm. and you can't fall asleep on the other guys either.
Nick, a quick summation, turnover, takeaway category, and are you happy with the kicking game?
Yeah, kicking game's been coming along. It's getting there. We got Colton Hengstler stepped in doing a nice job with PATs, and I think, you know, looking at kickoffs, we're putting them in the end zone sometimes, so we need to keep that up, but it's got to be consistent. So, from both ends.
Anna head coach Nick Marino commenting on the fact that his club needs to shore up the late downs on the defensive side of the ball, and it's a team that is now just about even in the turnover takeaway category. In some games against quality back opponents, Anna has simply turned the ball over too often. 19-year head coach Brent Niekamp at New Bremen. He's had an outstanding career and loves what he does, or I should say at Fort Recovery, my mistake. Brent Niekamp, outstanding head coach at Fort Recovery. 19 years, won a state title in 2015, but he says there's a lot more to coaching high school football than wins and losses.
You know, when you say 19 years, it doesn't seem like that's possible. You know, it's gone by so fast, it's kind of a blur. But the reward that you get from working with young people, you know, over the course of that 4 years and pushing them and seeing their development as people, really. You know, the skills and habits and things that they develop that help them become good players are the same things that help them become good students, same things that help them, you know, become good employees or employers, husbands and fathers. I'm a huge believer in that, and you know, I think there's a tremendous amount of carryover. You know, just last night, a former player of mine, I found out, you know, had his first child, you know, so we were texting back and forth, and watching those guys develop and grow up and become, you know, contributors to our community is, you can't put a price tag on that.
Hey, this 2023 edition of Fort Recovery Football has been knocking on the door of victory week in, week out. Got a big one against Parkway last Friday.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you're kind of struggling, when you lose a couple of those close games, it's and especially in this league, it can be difficult to tell if you're making progress. You know, we felt like even through some of those tough stretches that we were making progress, and I'm glad we were rewarded with the win Friday. You know, our kids showed a lot of fight and determination, you know, through that tough stretch. And now I'm happy for them, and, you know, obviously we're looking forward to this game, see what we can do.
Offensive, defensive schemes, formations, what have you preferred over the years, and what does Fort Recovery football look like on the gridiron this season?
you know, usually offensively, it's going to depend a little bit on personnel. This year, we're, you know, three wide receivers and a tight end, and you know, we rely quite a bit on a zone run game, and you know, try to throw off of that. We try to, you know, spread our athletes out a little bit and try to, you know, create space where they can make some plays with the ball in their hands. And yeah, defensively, we're a 4-3 defense. We like to play with a four-man front, and then switch coverage is based on, you know, what we feel like we need to stop.
Brent Niekamp, 19-year head coach of Fort Recovery, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Recovery and Anna. Highlight skill players we'll be talking about during the course of the game, your quarterback, wide receivers, running backs.
Yeah, quarterback Troy Holman played really well last week, did a great job of sort of, you know, managing the game. We had a certain pace we wanted to play at, which was a little bit slower and controlled, and you know, he did a great job of taking care of the ball, made some timely passes that were really good, but ran the ball really effectively, had a lot of determination, along with our other two running backs, Reese Wendell and Ethan Hartnagel. So with the offensive line doing a good job and those guys running the ball hard, and then being able to get the ball out to Reese Guggenbiller and Alex Garkey and Riggs Toby, you know, that's kind of how we try to attack people.
And a couple of those names you mentioned double up at the linebacker spot for you on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Hartnagel and Wendell have been playing really well. They're our outside linebackers, and they've been really active lately. Owen Kanapke has gotten a lot better throughout the course of the year as well, and he's starting to look comfortable, and he's a big physical guy on the inside, but those guys have definitely made a lot of progress, and it's been evident the last 3 weeks, you know. But that also, it's a team effort to play good defense. You know, you have to have your front playing well, which you know, Gabe Kanapke's been doing a great job up there at defensive tackle. Our defensive ends have been doing a good job, Connor Kaikala and Austin Steinbrenner. You know, that allows those linebackers to work. And then on the back end, coverage wise, you know, we got Troy Holman at corner. We got Reese Guggenbiller at safety. Alex Garkey at the other safety. And we've been rotating some guys at that other corner spot, Caden Greasy and Riggs Toby. So last week, besides a couple, big plays, that unit fit together real well, and you know, hopefully we can take some more steps forward tonight.
Over the years, when Anna and Fort Recovery get together, usually an excellent football game. There have been a few lopsided ones, but oftentimes it's a tight struggle, not decided till the fourth quarter.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them. Unfortunately, we've not come up on the winning side of a lot of those. They've been competitive many times, and you know, we're going to fight our hearts out and see if we deserve it this time.
Well, over the years, Fort Recovery simply has not scored enough points nor held down Anna's offense in this series. Fort Recovery looking for revenge tonight. Enjoyed the conversation with Brent Niekamp. Nearly two decades of coaching of Fort Recovery. His club features Troy Holman at quarterback, 1,548 total offensive yards passing and running for Troy Holman this year at Fort Recovery. Reese Guggenbiller, 401 yards receiving, 31 catches. Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. We'll take a look at starting lineups in a couple of minutes. Opening kickoff around the corner. Anna hosting Fort Recovery tonight on scorersbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
The Fort Recovery Indians will receive the opening kickoff to start the game and will advance the football on offense from south to north. Right to left on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. Listening to scoresbroadcast.com here tonight. Anna set to boot it from left to right as we look at the gridiron here at Booster Field. End over end kick, and Fort Recovery returns from the 10-yard line out over the 20-25, tackle made at the 28. Good return by Reese Wendell of Fort Recovery, which features two backs in the offensive backfield. Fair amount of I formation, tight end. Running game is the bread and butter for Fort Recovery, and the Indians will try to control the ball on Anna here tonight. The quarterback, Troy Holman, six-footer, senior, 180-pounder. Running backs, Reese Wendell, Ethan Hartnagel, sophomore and junior, respectively. First play from scrimmage, low snap, and the quarterback belatedly hands to the ball carrier, Wendell. He stood up at the line of scrimmage. Not much running room whatsoever. Wideouts are Alex Garkey and Caden Greasy, along with Reese Guggenbiller. We'll see some Riggs Toby on the field as well. The tackles, Owen Kanapke, Alex Evers. The guards, Connor Kaikala and Drew Langenkamp. The center, Gabe Kanapke. Second down and 10, no gain on the first play for Fort Recovery. Two receivers flanked to the right. I love the Indians uniforms. White tops, purple bottoms, purple numerals, silver headgear. Here's a quick throw by Holman in the right flat. The receiver catches. He's stoned right away. Guggenbiller hauled it in. It was stiffed out by Anichuk. Good job.
Yeah, that was good coverage. I mean, they completed the ball, but they rallied to it quickly. Gave up 3 yards. They'll take that all night long.
Third down coming. Nearly 8 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Ball closer to the far hash. Line of scrimmage, 31-yard line for the Indians.
Yeah, they were telling me that these are brand-new uniforms, that they got them halfway through the season.
And they are shiny as can be, not a bit dirty yet tonight. Might be before the game's over. But, boy, they are beautiful. Most attractive unis we've seen all year. Here's the quarterback, Holman. Flips middle of the field. Yes, reception made. Good catch. Gavin Evers, right between the two cornerbacks, hauled it in up at the 34, scooted close to the 40, picked up the first down. Quick strike right on the button from the quarterback, Holman, to Evers.
Yeah, they get no chance to put pressure on him. He threw that ball so quickly.
But we played nearly 2 minutes to start the game. Fort Recovery's recorded one first down. First and 10 Indians at their own 40. In the spread, the quarterback is Holman, has a back alongside. That's Wendell. Here is the quarterback, stutter step. He's going to run. He keeps it all the way, puts his head down, charges to the 42. Second down, 8 coming up for the Indians. 9:40 left to play here in the opening quarter. One of our new underwriting sponsors this past spring to join us was Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries that demand perfection. Production standards at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, extremely high, and they've got to be. Second down, 8 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Here's Holman again, calls his own number, run all the way, tries to bang off left tackle, slides to the 45, nestled down right there on the play by Anna's Trevor Roberts. Third and 5, Fort Recovery, the line to gain the 50. But just what we expected so far, Chuck. Fort Recovery wants to play ball control. Running game is the bread and butter.
Well, yeah, they're snapping the ball at about 10 seconds left on the play clock. And,
yep.
And they're mixing it up right now between the run and the pass.
Passing situation here. Fort Recovery converted a forward pass on third down 3 plays ago to get a first. Now we got trips to the right for Holman. It looks that way. Launches one, sideline, down inside the 35 of Anna, way wide of the mark.
Yeah, he had him open. He just didn't come close to hitting him.
Yep, receiver was available, but no chance for the wideout. Caden Greasy to haul that one in. Anna had him covered, and Fort Recovery's got to punt the football away. It's Garkey back in punt formation, standing in his own 31-yard line. Anna will return, possibly, from inside the 25. Low end-over-end kick. Anna fields on a bounce at the 24. Good return right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks to the 38-39-yard line.
That's Aaron Chappie. Nice return.
Well done by Aaron. Aaron Chappie, the twin of quarterback Alex. Aaron Chappie and Zach Osborne double up as running backs in Anna's offensive backfield. Wide receivers Clay Cummins, Noah Ofterhaar, and Trey Heitkamp. Along the line of scrimmage, Jonathan Valentine starts at a guard. Anthony Garrett returns on the offensive line. And here is the quarterback, Alex Chappie, takes the snap way back behind the line in the spread. Flips to Heitkamp, left flat. He snares at the line of scrimmage and skips up the sideline in front of the Anna bench for about 5 or 6. Uh-oh, a marker against Anna.
It was an obvious one, too.
Penalty against the Rockets wipes out a first down gain. Center Nolan Howell tackles Mason Hughes and Nolan Wilt. Tied in Caleb Kenton. Well, Anna's opening play negated. Rockets shoot themselves in the foot on the initial play of this game. 8 minutes to go, first quarter. No score. Anna's initial possession of this contest. And it's first and a bunch, first and 20. Line of scrimmage, the 20, or I should say the 30. Here's Chappie finding an open receiver, middle of the field, Heitkamp on the dead run. Yes, he's got it at the 46. Dashes to the 50, to the 45 of Fort Recovery, over it to the 44. Sloppy coverage in the secondary, but Fort Recovery, Heitkamp found a soft spot, went to it, received the throw, but again, Chuck, there is yellow laundry on the field.
Yeah, well, I hope these are, the first one was obvious. That one I didn't see at all. I hope this isn't going to be one of those games where the guys just love to throw their flag out there. Just let them play football.
Yeah, we've had numerous contests this year with 15 to 20 penalties. And in the first 4 minutes plus, two holding calls on Anna. And you would think that the officials did a little teaching after that first holding call. So maybe the second one couldn't have occurred so quickly after the first, but it did. So it's first and 30 for Chappie and company. He fires from the 12. Similar play to the one before, intended for Heitkamp at the 35. It's no good. High hit on him. Flag flies in late. I said it was Heitkamp. I think it was Ofterhaar.
It was Ofterhaar.
And Fort Recovery might be penalized, Chuck. It didn't look like he was defenseless. Ball arrived about the time the defender did, but maybe the foul resulted from the high hit up on the headgear.
Well, the official put his fist to his head and called that to play. If that's the case, that's a targeting call. Hopefully they just, but it's first down and what, 15 now?
Yeah, wiped out half the 30 yards. It's now first and 15 for Anna, and we've had a penalty marred first 4 minutes of this game.
Anna has officially not run a play yet.
Line of scrimmage is the 34 of the Rockets. Chappie in the offensive backfield gives to the ball carrier. It is Osborne trudging ahead, meets a stone wall at the 36. He got a foot or two, that's it. It's going to be second down and about 13 or 14 to go for a first down for Anna at the Rockets' 36-yard line. Anna Rockets in the home green jerseys, white numerals, white helmets, the green stripe, white pants. Again, Fort Recovery. Those shiny silver helmets, white jerseys, purple numerals, purple pants. Here's a flare pass in the offensive backfield by Chappie. It's a receiver, a good 8 yards behind the line. The run after catch is good to the 39. Still way short of a first down. Chappie to Osborne on the delivery. And it's going to be third down and very close to 10 yards to go for a first down. 39-yard line of Anna, 6:16 to go, first quarter, no score. Some darker clouds off to her north. Hopefully the rain holds off till just after this one finishes. Anna with four receivers flanked, Heitkamp in motion. Chappie with time, here comes pressure. He's going to scamper, and here's a throw down the near sideline. Yes, the receiver broke out of his route. Made a nifty, spontaneous move, hauled it in at the 32. Tackle at the 22 from behind. Another penalty marker is down.
No, he threw a marker because it was fumbled.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yep.
Well, Anna will take it. New line of scrimmage, the 23 of Fort Recovery. And the young man on that catch for Anna, Chuck, was whom?
Let me find him. That was Camden. I struggle with the last name. Palmisano. Is that right?
Palmisano on the catch.
Yep.
Well done by him. Here's a handoff inside running play. Anna on first and 10, gaping hole. Osborne breaks one tackle. Another stays on his feet, twists and turns. He's down inside the 10-yard line. Goal to go for Anna. That was Camden Palmisano on the reception. Loved the way he was able to ad-lib from his planned route. Quarterback Chappie spotted him. Palmisano ran to space.
Yeah, he did.
And Chappie fired a shot to him on the dead run. He survived a hard hit at the end of that play. And Anna now has a goal to go from the 9. 5:21 to go first quarter. No score. Anna threatening. Chappie sends a man in motion. Osborne. Chappie keeps, rolls left. Doesn't pitch, hangs onto the football, lugs it down inside the 5. 5 minutes even to go first quarter. Goal to go, Anna. Second down, 5-yard line of Fort Recovery. And head coach Nick Marino's done a good job over the course of the year working a number of offensive skill players into this unit on the offensive side of the ball. Hence the fine reception by Paul Masano a few plays ago. Goal to go, Anna, right at the Fort Recovery 5. Quarterback Alex Chappie, long cadence, and he shoots a forward pass, a bullet down near the goal line. Is that Heitkamp on the catch?
No, it's
he's over. He's got it.
That's a touchdown.
Received a half yard out on the field of play, and then the ball was stretched over the goal line by the Anna receiver. Chappie hit him with a quick throw. Fort Recovery was off balance. And now here is the extra point try by Hinksler of the Anna Rockets to make it a 7-0 game. Good snap, good hold. Kick is a beauty. And the horns of the CSX let us know that the touchdown and extra point were successful.
I think that's the Anna horn that they do. They grab the horn from the train, and they use it after touchdown.
There you go. 4:29 left, opening quarter, Anna 7, Fort Recovery nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Well, Anna, after a real struggle with penalties, finally moved it down the field and scored on their first possession.
Anna kicking off with under 4.5 to go here in the opening period. Fort Recovery will touch the football for the second time in this game. And it is Stair. The kickoff is caught at the 13, run to the 20. Excellent pursuit by Anna downfield. Wendell for Fort Recovery met solidly right at the 20. Poor field position for the Indians.
Trevor Roberts, boy, he just met him right in the hole, and he didn't make the move another inch.
First and 10, Fort Recovery. Again, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor established in 1946, has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. The workforce at Francis Manufacturing averages over 15 years of experience providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. And before the snap from center to Fort Recovery QB Troy Holman, a pre-snap penalty. And that is at least penalty number 4 in this game so far. 4:11 left to go opening quarter. Anna in the lead by a count of 7-0. Don't forget, coming up here at the half, we've got a real treat for you. 7 to 8 minutes of highlights of the Anna Rockets Division 6 state championship victory in 2019, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. That's coming up here at the half. First and 15 for Fort Recovery. Holman back to throw, dancing, and he's got nervous feet. He's going to run. He might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage before Collard right there. Second down and long for Fort Recovery as the clock works under 4 minutes to go here in the opening period. Anna leading 7-0. What we're going to find out here very quickly, Chuck, what Fort Recovery's pass offense is like. Indians are backed up. Second and 15. The first throw of this game on third down by Fort Recovery was good for a first down. Holman's got Wendell alongside to the right. Holman keeps, tries to scoot around the right corner. Anna slows down the running play with good penetration. And we're back to the original line of scrimmage. Elliott on the tackle for Anna of Holman. It's at the 20, and that brings up third down and about 11 yards to go for a first down. Line to gain is up at the 31. Under three to play here in the opening period. Anna on top, 7-0. Fort Recovery huddling up at the line of scrimmage, flanking two receivers wide left. Troy Holman's got one receiver to the right. Let's see if Reese Guggenbiller is a target here. He's one of Holman's favorites. Ball thrown wide in the flat at the 22. Catch is made by Guggenbiller. We predicted it. He hauled it in. Anna all over it, though. Guggenbiller chased out of bounds. Minimal advance to the 23. And it's fourth down and about 7 or 8 to go for a first down.
They just had a terrible punt the first time. Let's see if he can get the ball up in the air.
Alex Garkey on to boot it here for Fort Recovery. Anna's lone deep man is 5 yards on his side of the field. And it's hauled in by the Rockets at the 47. Return near sideline inside the Fort Recovery 45. And a lunge to the 41. Nicely done by Shappy. Good return by him, as Aaron Chappie brought it into Fort Recovery territory. And the Rockets have good field position once again. Final 2 minutes of this opening quarter of play. Fort Recovery crowd down below us. We are parked on the west side of Booster Field here at Anna, adjacent to the CSS tracks behind us. Two receivers flanked left. Inside handoff, Osborne gaping hole. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another beyond the linebackers in the secondary. No one's going to catch him. 20, 15, 10, gone. Osborne plus 40 right up the gut. Big hole opened up, and Osborne sped right through it.
I don't think anybody touched him. That was a nice job by the offensive line.
13-0 Rockets. Boy, credit where it's due.
Well, I'm guessing that was maybe a Wisebridge play right there.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chuck. We'll make that a Wisebridge play of the first quarter. 41 yards for Zach Osborne right up the middle. Extra point kick by Hensler is good.
Extra point is good by number 22.
That was Zach Osborne going for 41 up the middle. Well done by Zach. It was a wise play call. And that was the Wisebridge play of the first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Anna Rockets, with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, have opened up a quick 14-0 lead over Fort Recovery. Say, we've been doing business for 40 years now, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Kickoff return by Fort Recovery up the far hash mark over the 25 to the 28-yard line. Ofterhaar on the hit of Wendell, and the Indians start outside their own 25 in a 14-0 hole. That's Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we'll help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Indians flank three receivers to the far left. Holman, the quarterback, gives between right tackle and guard, and the ball carrier is tossed down at the 31-yard line. Reese Wendell carried it. Wendell is a sophomore, 170-pounder. So far, Anna has plugged up most of the holes in the offensive line for Fort Recovery, and the Rockets have slowed down Fort Recovery's rush attack here at the outset. Second down and 7. Holman throwing parallel to the line of scrimmage behind the line in the left flat for Guggenbiller, high and over his head.
Anna had a defender out there anyway. That was well covered.
I tell you what, Chuck, Fort Recovery has got to dispatch this lateral passing game and get a little more vertical.
Yep.
1 minute, 1 second to go, first quarter. Anna 14, Fort Recovery nothing. Wind out of the east-southeast blowing in our face on the west side press box. Clouds to the north. No rain chance till 9:30 or so, at least we hope. Deep drop by Holman. A cavity opens up in front. He's going to run. Look at him go. Blasting to the 35. 40. 45. Hammered right there. But a strong run by the quarterback, Troy Holman of Fort Recovery. Good recognition by him. There was a big opening, and he ripped right through it.
Well, Anna sent two people from the right side on the blitz. They didn't get to him, and that left that left side wide open.
46-yard line of the Indians, final half-minute first quarter, 14-0 Anna. Fort Recovery to the line of scrimmage. 1-2-3 receivers near side for Holman. He's got a back, Wendell alongside. Anna showing some run pressure. Hand off Wendell between left tackle and guard. Angles through over the 50. Kicks those legs high. Gets to the Anna 46. That's the final play of the opening stanza. It'll be second down and 3 or 4 to go for Fort Recovery from beyond midfield when we return. One quarter in the books at Anna's Booster Field. Rockets 14, Fort Recovery nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance. Drop by on County Road 25A, north of Sydney, or call 937-492-1857. Find out how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Fort Recovery opens up the second quarter with a bomb, a seam route, middle of the field. It is hauled in at the 24-yard line by the receiver, who stays on his feet, and he zips all the way down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. It's Guggenbiller, Troy Holman's favorite target. That play perhaps designed during that break at the end of the first quarter. It was called right on time, run perfectly, executed well by Fort Recovery, which sets up shop at the Anna 12, first and 10. Indians down two scores, 14-0, trying to cut the deficit in half. Anna showing run pressure at the line of scrimmage. The quarterback Holman keeps. Jukes to the right, then to the left. Wiggles for maybe a yard or two, and that's it. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Fort Recovery threatening. Boy, Chuck, the Indians needed this spark here early in the second quarter.
Yeah, they were lifeless in the first two or three drives, and this time all of a sudden they've got something going.
Right. Indians to the line of scrimmage. Couple receivers flanked left. Ball marked for play at the original line of scrimmage. No gain by Holman on the last one. Second down and 10 from the 12. Two receivers very wide left for Holman. And he makes a jab step in the offensive backfield, decides to run. And he tries to hustle his way around right end. He caught Anna by surprise initially. Rockets caught up with him, flushed him out of bounds. As we take a peek down to a right around the edge of the window.
About the three.
Looks like it might be closer to the four or four and a half. It is third down and two or two and a half to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Indians obviously four down territory. Ball just inside the five. Two receivers, three receivers left. Holman, counterplay, handoff, back to the near side. Reese Wendell got it. Touchdown. Wendell barreling in between right guard and tackle. All the motion was to the left. Wendell sliced through to make it a 14-6 game. A little over 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Fort Recovery, which has gone for 2 points after on occasion this year, lines up to kick the extra point. Garkey to do the booting and trim the Anna lead to 14-7.
That was really good misdirection that time. They pulled the guard from the other side, and he had nothing.
The kick. Garkey's boot a little low, and Anna swats it to the turf. It's no good. 9:48 left till halftime. Anna 14, Fort Recovery 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan in Sydney, has a big blowout sale going on right now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory great. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 50 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GOFFENA. Goffney, West Michigan in Sydney. Kickoff of Fort Recovery is rolling to the near sideline, out of bounds in the vicinity of the 35, and that's exactly where Anna will start by rule at its own 35-yard line, leading by 8, 14-6, less than 3 minutes into quarter number two.
Yeah, that kick never really got off the ground.
Over the years, Chuck, this has been a pretty high-scoring series of games. Anna doing most of the touchdown scoring. In fact, Anna's averaging about six TDs per game in this 15-year rivalry. Anna's got the lead 13-2 when Fort Recovery has scored three touchdowns. In this series, the Indians have made it a contest, and it looks like that's what Fort Recovery is going to have to do tonight, because here on first down, Anna's new possession starts with a bolt up the middle. Great run by Anna over the 50. Chappie bolting to the 42 of Fort Recovery. Wow. Big chunk of yardage. That one goes for 23 on the play. And his offensive line, a splendid job here at the outset of this game tonight.
They got I can't say his name, but he's in the backfield, and that was him that ran at that time. I like him at that spot.
Here is the quarterback, Chappie, handoff on the play. It is given to the other Chappie, who legs it out to about the 36. Gain on the play of 5 or 6, second down, 4 coming up for Anna. Just outside the Fort Recovery 35-yard line. Anna with 2 running plays after starting this drive from the 35. 23 yards on 1, 6 on the other. Good offensive scoots by Chappie, who got the handoff from his twin brother quarterback. Chappie in the pocket, 7 yards behind the line. He's wrestled down from the backside. Might have gotten to the line of scrimmage to avoid the sack. Fell over it. It's going to be third down and a little less than 4 to go for a first down for Anna. Line of scrimmage just outside the Fort Recovery 35-yard line.
Well, that was supposed to be about a two-step drop and throw, and it wasn't open. And he did a good job of pulling it down and getting about 2 inches.
Rockets getting the play call from head coach Nick Marino and staff on the far side. Anna might be in 4-down territory here. Who knows? 3rd and 3.5. It's a toss sweep to Chappie. Chappie trying to scurry around the right end. Fort Recovery with a textbook tackle. It's a loss of a yard or two at the 37. Well done on the play by Hartnagel of the Indians. And now Anna's got a decision to make. The punt and pin Fort Recovery back inside the 15 or 10-yard line. Or do you go for it on 4th down and 5 or 6 yards needed? Line of scrimmage, 37 of Fort Recovery. Aaron Chappie, workhorse on this series for Anna, which goes for it on 4th down. Here's the quarterback, Alex Chappie, to throw. He pitches one toward the right sideline. No, it's incomplete. Missed on the play by Anna. 4th down conversion not made. And Fort Recovery takes over, down 14-6 with 7:06 to go here in the second period.
He had him open. He just missed him on the slant. Threw it too far in front of him.
Indians start 1st and 10 from their own 37. Fort Recovery got the stop it's needed. And head coach Brent Niekamp's club has got an opportunity to get even and deadlock this game before halftime, having scored 6. On the first touchdown, Fort Recovery would need 8, obviously, to draw even with Anna in this quarter. Here's the quarterback, Holman, firing into the right flat to Guggenbiller, catches at the 39, and he twists and turns over the 39 to the 40, might have gotten to the 41. Guggenbiller wrestled down right there by Heitkamp of Anna. 2nd down and 5 or 6 to go for a 1st down. 6:40 left in the second quarter. Anna 14, Fort Recovery 6. 2 receivers split wide left for the Indians. And we got 3 men in the offensive backfield for Fort Recovery. Wendell and Hartnagel are there with the quarterback Holman. Here's a handoff. Running play, right guard, nothing doing as Anna slows it down. Point of attack, modest gain of 1 to the 42. Roberts threw his shoulder into the ball carrier, who is Hartnagel. New line of scrimmage, 42. It's going to be 3rd, and never been a 5 to go for Fort Recovery. Half the second quarter is gone. 14-6, Anna in the lead. Couple of receivers wide left for the QB, Troy Holman. Man in the slot to the left. Now a back alongside. Holman fakes, rolls left. Half roll beyond the numbers, far side. Heads toward the sideline and keeps. Look at him break tackles. Makes another man miss. Stays on his feet, caught at the 50. Play good enough for about 9 or 10 and a 1st down. As the quarterback Holman ran a good 15, 20 yards to gain 10 and get the first at the end of 49. 5:23 left to go here in the second quarter. This game has significance. Anna needs a win this week and next week to nail down a 7th or 8th spot in the computer rankings of this region of D6 to get a home game. Fort Recovery wants to win to get in and crack the top 16 in its region of D7. Here's Holman again. Splendid run around the right side. Wanted to throw. Kept it. Tucked it away. And he dashed to the 45. Lurched inside the 40. Got to the 39 of Anna. Very close to another first down. Maybe a foot shy. The officials look near sideline. No motion yet. Second down. A foot to go for the Indians. 4:50 left, quarter number two. Anna 14, Fort Recovery 6.
Can you feel the momentum making a switch here?
Oh, yeah, sure can, Chuck. Troy Holman doing a fine job leading this Fort Recovery audience, Fort Recovery offense right now. The QB making very good decisions, and he is a strong runner, very good athlete. He's got Wendell alongside, second and a foot or two. He wants to throw. Short drop, 7 yards behind the line now. Airs it out near sideline, off the field of play. He pitched that one out of bounds to save a play here on third and a couple of feet. And you can bet Fort Recovery will run this one. All the way down to 4:17 to go in the second quarter. Briskly played first half. Maybe that means we'll beat the rain. 14-6. Anna in the lead over Fort Recovery. Third and very short to go. Less than one at the Anna 39. Couple of receivers to the left. Holman, keeper all the way. And he is stood up right at the 40. Slid off the pile. Might have fallen to the 39. He needed about a foot and a half. And that's what he might have gotten, 20 inches. May have a measurement. It's either fourth and very, very short, or Fort Recovery picked it up. And I think the Indians might have gotten the first down with 4:09 to go here in the second quarter. And Anna leading by a count of 14-6. Say you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Take advantage of major cuts on DeWalt power tools. Plus, choose from kitchen cabinets with solid wood raised panel edges. You can choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the price of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his store on scoresbroadcast.com. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Here's a spinning run up the middle by Hartnagel for two or three on first down for Fort Recovery to the Anna 37. 3:40 left to go, second quarter. Outside the 35 is where Fort Recovery is parked. In Anna's end of the field. Second down upcoming. Rockets lead 14-6. Holman 5 yards behind the line. He stands at the 42. Splits a couple receivers to the left. It's a counter back to the near side. Wendell's tripped up at the 36 or 7. It's going to be third down and 6 or 7 to go, Chuck.
That was Roberts again. I'll tell you what, he's having a heck of a night defensively for him.
He is staying at home on that counter misdirection back to the near side. Fort Recovery's gone to the well often. Anna snuffed it out on that play. Third and 7, Fort Recovery at the Anna 36. 2:52 to go, second quarter. 14-6, Anna. Holman's got Wendell alongside. Holman looking. Oh, it's a deep drop, and it's a screen in the middle. Anna's all over it. Rockets smother it. The pass catcher tries to elude, struggles to stay on his feet, got maybe forward progress to the 33. No, not given to him. Marked at the 34 where he was finally flattened. Well done by Anna Chuck to not get fooled and give up more yardage on that play.
Yeah, they did a nice job, but I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a run. He should have been stopped 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he ended up gaining about a yard and a half.
Nonetheless, it's fourth and at least five for Fort Recovery. Line of scrimmage, the end of 34. Possession down. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Line to gain is down inside the 30 for Fort Recovery. Ball marked for play at the 33.5. Anna showing blitz pressure, and Fort Recovery takes a belated timeout. 1:48 to go till halftime. 14-6 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
As we return to action from the Anna 34-yard line, the Fort Recovery Indians on a broken play score from 34 yards out. Beautiful thrown ball by Troy Holman, the quarterback of Fort Recovery. The Indians QB bought time in the offensive backfield, and a receiver slipped down the right sideline all the way to the end zone beyond Anna secondary and hauled it in. I'm not sure if that was
Caden Greasy.
It was Caden Greasy, spelled G-R-I-S-E-Z, pronounced Greasy. Fine baseball player for Fort Recovery as well. And now the Indians, after making it a 14-12 game, go for two, try to tie it up. Fade pattern, right corner of the end zone, but Fort Recovery, heave by Holman. It is too long. It's off the field of play, incomplete. Anna's up 14-12, 1:39 left. Second quarter, big touchdown strike on fourth down from 34 yards out by Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move. Move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
That 34-yard touchdown aerial thrown to Greasy by the quarterback Troy Holman of Fort Recovery was a huge play, a wise play call. It got a score. and enabled Fort Recovery to cut Anna's lead to 14-12. That was the Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, the Anna Rockets have got 92 seconds with which to work after the kickoff return to the 40, leading by a 14-12 score. Here's the quarterback, Chappie. Belated pass in the right flat. We had a penalty marker thrown at the 35. Ball is incomplete. Receiver was popped immediately. Looked like it might have been easy for me to say, Chuck. An illegal block by an Anna lineman.
Well, I think they caught a hold.
That's what it was.
It couldn't have been any farther away from the play than where the guy took the flag out and threw it.
An offensive lineman for Anna was climbing up the back of a Fort Recovery player, but as Chuck noted, it was a good 25 yards or so opposite side of the field from where the ball was thrown. Here is the QB, Chappie, looking. It is a pattern thrown to the right side of the field, a hitch. It's caught. Broken tackle at the 50. Run after catch to the 40. To the Fort Recovery, 35. Wow. Chappie throws downfield to Noah Ofterhaar. He's got wheels. He fashioned quick legs in that play. Got beyond the quarterback in front of the safety. Chappie, the quarterback, throws a dart. Far hash mark, caught at the 31, shy of a first down, but a good gain nonetheless. We'll watch the clock for you. 67 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Anna leads by 2, 14-12, and we'll return. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Oh, this high-octane quick strike Anna offense started from the 40. Line of scrimmage now, the Fort Recovery 30. Just over a minute to go, second quarter. Big rush from the quarterback, Chappie. Here's a late throw by him, nearly picked off at the 15-yard line by Fort Recovery, then eventually off the hands of an Anna receiver at the 10.
Yeah, he got lucky on that one, and then he almost got real lucky on the catch, but it dropped it.
You're right, Chuck. Alex Chappie was fortunate there. That would have been a bad misfire had Fort Recovery picked that off. Clock stops, 61 ticks to go in the second quarter. Anna 14, Fort Recovery 12. This has turned into one heck of a ball game. There have been a few really good ones over the years between these two clubs. Fort Recovery's challenge in this series has been scoring enough points to match Anna. Here's a run by Osborne, off tackle, springs it wide, sidelines, far side of the field, flushed out inside the 20. Clock stops at the 18. 18-yard line, 56.6 to go, second quarter. First and 10, Anna. Keep in mind, 7 points here for Anna would boost the Rockets' lead to technically a two-score advantage. They would go up 9. Fort Recovery has failed on both points after touchdown. Two receivers far left for the quarterback, Chappie. Takes the inside handoff. Fires into the flat to a receiver who catches behind the line. And he makes a beeline for the sideline. Out of bounds. Ball marked for play at the 10 or 11. Ball flared to Cummins. And again, timeout called. Alex Shappy threw it. Clock stops, 46.6 to go. Second quarter, second down, Anna threatening. Inside the 15 of Fort Recovery, up by two is Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Big sequence of plays coming up here. Mighty important. Anna trying to push the lead out to 9. Fort Recovery's within 2 at the moment. Shappy in the pocket to throw. Back at the 20. Ditches the ball into the right flat. It's at the knees of the receiver. Incomplete. Good push up front, but Fort Recovery's D. Third down and 3 to go for a first down for Anna. Ball marked for play officially at the Fort Recovery 11. 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Timeout situation. Anna maybe with one to go. Fort Recovery's got a pair. And the Rockets set up shop right around the 11-yard line of Fort Recovery. A receiver split all the way to the boundary. Far side of the field. Man in motion left. Quarterback draw. It opens up for Shappy. Makes the man miss. Stays on his feet. Shappy pounds his way over. Touchdown. The final 11 run in by Alex Shappy of Anna. Good play call.
Great play call right there.
Anna spread out the Fort Recovery defense. Sent motion to the left. Had a receiver all the way across the field. Far sideline. And Shappy dodged resistance at the line of scrimmage and high-stepped his way into the end zone. Big extra point by Hengstler. He tries it, and he pipes it right down the middle. Good! That's a big one. Anna 21, Fort Recovery 12, 35 seconds to go. First half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Oh, what a quick counter by Anna. 60 yards in about 90 seconds. A TD to go up 21-12. Half minute remaining second quarter. Kickoff return by Fort Recovery up across the 15-20-25. Return man, Wendell, jerked down at the 26. That's where the Indians start first and 10. Keep in mind now, Fort Recovery received the ball to start the game. So Anna scoring here at the end of the second quarter will have a chance with a possession to start the second half to score again. Up by 9 is Anna, 21-12, 29 seconds to go in quarter number 2. Anna scored 2 touchdowns, made 2 conversions, went up 14-0. Fort Recovery, 2 TDs. Kick was blocked. Failed on a 2-point try. Anna's just added 7 to go up 9. Running play, Fort Recovery, middle of the line. Indians in no hurry to run another play. And it looks like that will be the end of this first half. Anna Rockets 21, Fort Recovery Indians 12. Here at halftime tonight from Booster Field in Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
It is halftime here at Anna's Booster Field. Anna Rockets enjoy a 21-12 lead over Fort Recovery thanks to a very late second quarter touchdown, a 60-yard drive in less than 90 seconds. Big score by Anna, which had led 14-0 Fort Recovery. Cut it to 14-12 with 2 second period TDs. Missed both extra points. Anna now up 9 at the break. Our halftime is brought to you by J&J Brottingham in Sydney, your expert underground plumber, and brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which builds hotels for the hospitality industry. Chuck, take it away.
One of my favorite places to stay is the Holiday Inn Express, so thanks for building those, Schnipple. Stats are just as even as the score. 188 total yards for Anna in the first half, 151 for Fort Recovery. Anna ran the ball 10 times for 108 yards. That's 10.8 yards a carry. I can do that if it's 10. 6 for 9 throwing it, 80 yards, 188 total. 5 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. Fort Recovery ran the ball 18 times for only 63 yards. I can't do that math. 7-11 throwing the ball, 88 yards, 151 total. They also have 5 first downs. Neither team turned the ball over in the first half.
Anna's running game has looked awesome, Chuck. How many yards gained before contact downfield on numerous plays here tonight?
Yeah, exactly, and I'm a little surprised. Osborne had a great start to the game. Then they didn't really use him much until right. The last drive, and then they used him again. That kid's unstoppable, and they need to run him in the second half. Just run clock and let him handle the ball.
Anna offensive line has excelled. It has been awesome. Valentine, Hughes, Howell, Wilt, Garrett, Kenton, they have been phenomenal through the first two quarters.
Great job.
That's our halftime report. Anna leads 21-12 over Fort Recovery. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brottingham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brottingham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
We welcome you back to Anna's Booster Field here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Anna 21, Fort Recovery 12. Chuck, last we heard, Coldwater 7, Versailles nothing.
Yep, that's the same score I have. Sydney and Pickwa tied 7-7 late in the second quarter. Minster leading New Bremen 21-0 in the second quarter. Lucas leading Fort Loramie 7-0. That was a first quarter score, and another first quarter score, Lehman leading Troy Christian 6-0.
And here at Anna, 21-12, Anna Rockets lead Fort Recovery. Well, the Anna Rockets, as you may recall, and I'm sure you do, won the 2019 Division VI state championship in high school football by a score of 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. The Rockets won numerous games that season with a continuous clock in effect in the second half, and we are sharing highlights of that terrific state title victory with you in just a moment. The segment opens up with Coach Nick Marino and I commenting on the state semifinal triumph over Mechanicsburg, which was a close game for better than a half. And then seconds later, after that conversation, in advance of the beginning of the highlights, you'll also hear Athletic Director Mike Muehlfeld discuss how special a state crown in football would be. That state championship game wound up lopsided 48-14, but that state semifinal was tight for a while.
Hey, talk about tough games. 14-6 this past Friday night, early third quarter, and Mechanicsburg has gotten some stops on you, and the Indians are right in the ball game, 3rd and 8, 22-yard line, and you break off the option, Bixler to Huelskamp, it goes for 78, and that breaks the back of Mechanicsburg.
I thought that was it was obviously a huge play in the game, and they played us tough. That was a tough football team. I thought they ran really well, slide line to sideline, and tackled us well and everything else. So it was a big play when we broke that one off. It kind of changed the complexion of the football game.
This one would be special. Just the newness of the program, you know. It's only 21 years that we've had football, 22, 20 as a varsity level of competition. So, you know, when you think of that, it's kind of amazing.
Mike Muehlfeld, Director of Athletics at Anna High School. How about that, Chuck? By Monday afternoon, 1:30, more than 1,000 tickets sold in Anna for this state championship game here this morning in Canton.
Well, I mean, there's nothing bigger. This is, I mean, for high school sports, this is the pinnacle. State tournament in basketball, state tournament in football, and to be able to come here to Canton, nothing says high school football more than kicking off at 10 a.m. in Canton.
And right away, Anna with a short field, recovering a fumble at the 13, and the Rockets now have goal to go at the 2 on the first down run by Bixler. Here's Huelskamp. He spins, backpedals, goal line. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Riley Huelskamp barges home from about the 3-yard line, and Anna is the first to score, 6-0, 4:57 left, opening period. Long cadence, fake to Huelskamp. Bixler keeps, a cavity opens up right up the middle, and he's untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Anna. Wow. Tuppleman and Dye broke open a big spread. And charging through the hole with Bixler as he takes it in the last two plays from a little better than 9 yards out. And Anna, thanks to New Middletown Springfield's turnover, penalties, and great field position for the Rockets, lead 13-0. And the Anna Rockets, who've had, what, Chuck, 11 or 12 mercy rule running clocks this year, are on the verge of going up 21-0 early second quarter. New field position for Anna, 38 of the Tigers, after Brungard rolled out to the right, and he continued to lug the football toward the sideline, and it was kind of like a loaf of bread out alongside his hip.
I don't think anybody hit him. I think he dropped it.
And Anna, Johnny on the spot with two big fumble recoveries in this game, both deep in the opponent's end of the field. Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage.
This would be a dagger right here if they can put it up 21.
Let's see if Bixler elects to throw. Oh, he does. He looks middle of the field. Wide open receiver. It's going to be a touchdown. It's caught on the dead run. Yes, 6 points. There it is. Nolan Emerson, that first down, quick slant, middle of the field, as the cornerbacks and the linebackers were snug up to the line of scrimmage.
After the play action just held that safety, and Emerson ran behind him. He was 10 yards behind that safety.
Wow. What a play by Anna. How many times have we seen that this year? Two or three times. It has been Richards on the catch. The first down throw by Anna after Bixler and Yulskamp run, and you are mesmerized by the Anna rushing game. And then the Rockets bring a forward pass on first and 10 from inside the 40 after the change of possession. TD strike. It goes for what, Chuck? 38 officially?
38 officially.
And then Ambus booms the extra point way up into the stands about 15 rows deep. He's got it. Anna 21. New Middletown Springfield. Nothing. 3 minutes gone. Second quarter, third and 15. Tigers, 23 seconds to go. Brungard hands it off, then gets it back, fires end zone, open receiver, trick play, New Middletown Springfield. It works. It's a touchdown, a 15-yarder.
Little flea flicker.
Brungard to Duvall, as that play, I think, initially went from Brungard to Duvall in the offensive backfield.
Yep.
He flipped it back to the QB, who then flared it down the field to Duvall. And that little bit of trickery on third and long for New Middletown Springfield gets the Tigers right back into this game. 28-13. Huge play here. Third and 8 from the 24 of the Tigers. Brungard fakes the inside handoff. Makes a late pitch over the middle. Look out. It's picked off by Riley Yulskamp at the 30. He's got a lane down the near side. He'll take it to the house. He does. Riley Yulskamp, 30-yard interception return. He jumped the route. All intended for the primary receiver for the Tigers, who's Garrett Walker. Yulskamp leaped in front. He diagnosed it beautifully, and he was gone. Fast break offense. Bixler, Yulskamp between right tackle and guard. Oh, he's got a slither of an opening. He slashes through. 10, 5. He won't be caught. He's over. Yulskamp with two scores here in the third quarter, and Anna has run up the score to 40-14. Here's the Malachi Minnick formation. Bixler puts his head down. He nudges. He's in. A touchdown. And we've got another continuous clock game. 47-14. Anna with 7:37 to go. Fourth quarter. Riley came into the game 2,500 rushing yards on the year. 41 touchdowns. Bixler came into the game close to 1,400 yards on the ground. 25 scores. He had another 1,500 plus passing for 16 TDs. They've added to those totals here today. A splendid performance by Anna. Offensive line simply does not get enough credit, that's for sure. It's been phenomenal all year long. Running play by Anna to the 35 of New Middletown Springfield, 4th and 14 Rockets with 2 minutes to go. That group up front, Dylan Steinke, Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman, Cam Stewart, tight end in the slot often. That's a heck of a group.
And they have blocked so well, executing beautifully all season long to pave the way for Yule's Camp in Bixler. It has been a team effort. New Middletown Springfield will not run another play. That is going to do it. The Anna Rockets celebrate a Division VI state championship here today. Rockets earned it. It's been a fantastic season. 14-1. Anna was outstanding all year long. Simply put, the 1-2 punch of Bart Bixler and Riley Hulskamp could not be stopped. Very rarely was it slowed down.
Right.
Maybe for a few plays in a stretch, it might have been slowed down, but never more than that. Anna proving to be too good once again here today. Another continuous clock victory, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. Oh, what a state championship that was, Chuck. Terrific performance by Anna, dominating everybody all year long. One setback, 17-14 right here at Booster Field in a thunderstorm to Marion Local, which won Division 7
yep.
that very season in 2019 when Anna took home the D6 title.
That Anna team that we covered that year was the best team that we've covered since I've been doing this anyway. I mean, they were just solid in every phase, unstoppable offensively, and the Hulskamp-Bixler combination was better than anything that I've seen.
Yeah, Anna that season was the 8th MAC school to win a state championship in football. 4 years before, Fort Recovery in 2015 won the state title. They were the 7th. And in 2020 and 2022, New Bremen became the 9th with 2 state titles in those 2 seasons.
Well, New Bremen, the neat part about that is probably about 5 years before they won it, they were going to dismantle football. They were done.
Yeah.
And then so they got together and decided they were going to give it another try. Good thing they did.
Here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna 21, Fort Recovery 12, 3 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Anna Rockets' Aaron Chappie returns the second half kickoff beautifully from his 26 all the way over to the Fort Recovery 44-yard line. That's just what the doctor ordered for Anna to start play here in the second half. Anna having scored late in the second quarter to push a 14-12 lead to 21-12. Now has a chance to score on more or less two straight possessions and go up by 16 points. Rockets run it for short yardage on first down, second down, and six from the 39.5 of Fort Recovery. First 40 seconds of the third quarter of this game. This is a significant contest. Anna's playing for home field in week 11, first round of the playoffs. Anna needs a win tonight and next week to nail down a seventh or eighth spot. Fort Recovery needs to win to get in its region of D7. It's parked just outside the top 16 coming into play tonight. Anna running on second down and six. Up the middle is Osborne, wedges for two. Line of scrimmage, 37-yard line of Fort Recovery. Line to gain is the 34. Third down and three, Rockets opening 2 minutes. Third quarter, Anna leads 21-12. Quarterback is Alex Chappie. He is 5 yards behind the line in the spread. Features three receivers to the left. Sends Osborne in motion. Chappie keeps outside right tackle. Oh, he cracks through. Barges down inside the 30. Hammers to the 29. Move the chain. Alex Chappie, Chuck, becoming a more formidable runner with each passing game.
Well, I like that play. They put Osborne in motion, and then they just open up the middle there. The offensive line doing a great job on that quarterback draw.
Anna running exceedingly well here tonight. The rushing attack has been splendid. Here's a quick out down the left side of the field, and it's caught. It's caught by Ofterhaar at the 16-yard line. Makes a man miss. Stays on his feet. Gets inside the 15 to the 10. Finally nailed outside the 5. Ofterhaar showing some skills receiving and running after the catch. Well done play as Chappie fired a bullet to him right away, and Ofterhaar did the rest. Goal to go for Anna, marked for play at the 8. Boy, the Chappies getting it done. Alex and Aaron, along with Ofterhaar, on this series to open up the second half. Inside run to Osborne. Osborne bangs down inside the 5, stays on his feet, stacked up at the 2 or 3. Goal to go for Anna.
I think he's on about the 5.
3 minutes gone here in the third quarter of this game. Anna 21 and Fort Recovery 12. Apparently the knee for Osborne went down way back outside the 6-yard line. Thought he might have gotten down to the 4. Wasn't given those 2 yards. Goal to go situation, Anna. 6.5 for Fort Recovery. 2 receivers split right. Let's see if Chappie calls his own number here. Or does he feed Osborne? He does feed Osborne. Oh, there's a big opening right through the gut of Fort Recovery's defense. And Osborne plows right through. Touchdown, Anna. 27-12 Rockets opening 3.5 minutes third quarter. Anna scored last to finish off the second quarter, scored first to begin play here in the second half, and the Rockets have now mounted a 16-point spread. Extra point try by Hensler. This would put Anna up at 2-8. Not an artistic kick, kind of a wounded duck sailing over the crossbar. It's good. A little over 3 minutes gone, third quarter, Anna 28, Fort Recovery 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
The Fort Recovery Indians return the Anna kickoff from the 7 out to the 29, first and 10. Fort Recovery trailing 28-12. 8:33 left to go here in the third quarter. A few score updates. Fort Loramie trails Lucas 20-0 at halftime. Coldwater, midway through the game, leads Versailles 14-0.
That's surprising. I mean, not that they're leading, but that Versailles hadn't scored.
Lehman romping over Troy Christian.
28-0 at the half.
Four touchdown lead for the Cavaliers. First and 10, Fort Recovery. Now, Fort Recovery's down by 16 points with possession, and they've got to play the 8-point game from here on. Each time Fort Recovery scores, Indians have to go for two. Running play, Hartnagel, left guard, piled up at the 29. Hardly any gain on the play.
That was Wilt on the defensive stop. Nice job.
Good job by Nolan Wilt. Hartnagel saddled with about a half a yard advance. Second down, nearly 10 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Ball shy of the Indians' 30. Under 8 to play, third quarter. Anna leads at 28-12. Fort Recovery featuring two receivers left, one to the right for the quarterback, who is Holman. Deep drop, looks middle of the field, has a man available near hash mark right at the 35, and he smacked down immediately. Evers on the reception, and it's setting up a third down for Fort Recovery. Good advance in that play, but not near enough for a first down. So it's third and a little better than three for the Indians from their own 36. 5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Anna leads 28-12. Couple of receivers left. Could be a passing down for Holman. Very short drop. Throws it laterally across the field. Receiver catches. He's drilled right now.
Hit the ground. I didn't catch it.
Ball did wind up on the turf, and Anna thwarts a third down pass play from Fort Recovery. Not what the Indians wanted. First possession, second half. It is a punting down. Fourth and three. 7:02 left in the third quarter. Anna will get possession again without Fort Recovery scoring. Punt by Garkey, near sideline, well done. Hits at the 35, skids to the 20. Anna catches at the sideline on the second or third hop. Rockets start, own 25-yard line, first and 10.
Nice job by Shappy to field that punt, because if he hadn't, it probably would have gone out of bounds about the 10.
Yeah, that had some overspin, some forward roll on it. That punt was going to continue to hop and bound forever. Say, locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing leader. Or equal housing lender, I should say. Osgoodbank.com. And our Rockets explode on the first play from scrimmage. It goes for 23. Osborne romps all the way out to the 46-yard line. And Anna's advancing the ball in big chunks.
Well, they've been setting that play up, putting him in motion. That time they threw it to him.
Here's a quarterback draw by Chappie right up the middle. Legs it out to the 50. Stretches to the 46 of Fort Recovery. 6:40 left here in the third. And a 28, Fort Recovery 12. Line to gain the 43 of Fort Recovery. Ball marked for play at the Indians 46. Anna on the ground, Chuck, has done just about anything it's wanted to do this entire game.
Yeah, they're getting good yardage on first down. They're not behind the sticks at all tonight.
Right. Receivers left and right. Chappie handoff, quick hitter, first down yardage, and then some. Ball carrier Osborne squirts to the 41-yard line of Fort Recovery. It's a first down. Half the third quarter in the books. Rain still, rain. That's a bad word right now.
Watch it.
Wind blowing in from the east. If we do get rain, it's going to drop down from the northwest. Not slated to get here till well after 9:30. Maybe this game will be finished by then. Alongside Derek Holding, checking radar. Don't give me the bad news, Derek. If you've got it, you keep it to yourself. Here's a rollout by Chappie around right in. Look at him go. He's on his horse. He gallops down the right sideline. He's got a first down and more. 35-30. Flush to the boundary at the 28 of Fort Recovery. And the Rockets making it look easy on offense.
Well, they had five first downs in the first half. They got four here in the third quarter.
Well, we've got rain all the way east of Muncie, Indiana, sitting right on the Ohio-Indiana border, Chuck.
We need to build a wall.
Yep. It's west of Greenville, about 15, 20 miles, and it is slowly but surely moving this way. Running play, Osborne, caught at the line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, makes another man miss. Osborne, hurdling Indians, gets to the 18, move the chain again. 28-12, Anna leads. 5:16 to go, third quarter. Yeah, that rain was starting to stack up right on the Ohio-Indiana border. I'd give it another 45 minutes, maybe, something like that.
We'll have to talk faster.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's 5:03 to go in the third, not the fourth.
That's a pretty daub they have here. It's the Anna of...
Yes, security down below.
It's a pretty dog.
Along the track, it is a gorgeous animal. Here is Anna electing to run. Right guard, right tackle, short advance. New line of scrimmage, mark for play. Down around the 7-yard line. Gain of 6. 4 yards needed for a first down. Actually, the ball marked for play at the 12, not outside the 5 at the 7. I misread. 4:15, 4:13. 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Anna is corralled behind the line of scrimmage. Good hit on the play by Fort Recovery's Greasy in there on the stop. Loss of 2 for Anna on that running effort.
Well, I'll tell you what, Greasy, both sides of the ball, is a heck of a football player.
Yep, he sure is. Anna now setting up shop at the 14, 3rd and 6 Rockets. They're on the far side of the field. Hash mark on the east side of the gridiron. Trips to the wide side on third and six. Chappie looks middle of the field, throwing back of the end zone, and the ball skims the hat of the referee, who's standing about 9 yards deep. Incomplete.
The referee was open.
Yes.
Should have made the catch.
Man in stripes was available. Fourth down for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Recovery, 14. Anna leads 28-12. Fourth and six to go for a first down.
They might try a field goal on a night that it wasn't quite this windy.
Well, the wind would be blowing from right to left.
Yep.
The field goal, far hash mark, would be from right to left, but that idea is disdained. And Anna goes for it. Fourth down, 6 yards to go. Chappie looks to pitch one way back behind the line. Throws to receiver on the ground down near the goal line. It is on the turf, incomplete. And a receiver, Ofterhaar, had a shot at it. He was on his knees at the half-yard line, but could not get his hands between the turf and the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he was running for his life on the throw. He did a really nice job to even get it down there to Ofterhaar.
Yep.
But he couldn't make the catch.
Yep, Chappie did elude as long as he could. Fort Recovery takes over. Now, Anna leads by 16 points. That's two scores. Fort Recovery needs 2 8s. Indians have not done much with the ball since a touchdown-producing drive midway through the second quarter. First and 10, 14-yard line of Fort Recovery. Holman rolling right, pumps again and runs, stays on his feet, makes a man miss, and he's bear-hugged about 8 or 9 yards upfield. He came close to a first down. Stayed in the field of play. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Anna 28, Fort Recovery 12. I'll tell you what, Chuck, a touchdown there by Anna at the end of that drive would have virtually sealed the deal.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
In this game, would have put them up 3 touchdowns, 23 points. Now Fort Recovery's got life. Down to 16. 2.5 to go, third period.
They have 15 yards total here in the third quarter.
Yep. It's been an unproductive third period of play, to say the least, for Fort Recovery. Hand off Holman. Ball carrier rolled to the ground. He stacked up a big pile just over the 20-yard line. Wendell, no running room. Tell you what, Fort Recovery's got to open it up with a vertical passing game.
Well,
they need a seam route or two. Third down coming for the Indians, third and three. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Anna up 28-12. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Recovery 21. Here's the QB, Holman. Long cadence. Perhaps a play adjustment from the Fort Recovery sideline. Play clock at 2 at 1. Handoff, left guard and tackle. It's Wendell. Wendell spun around, didn't gain much. Got over the line of scrimmage. A modest advance. And Fort Recovery, Chuck, elected to run the football and has to punt again.
Well, they got like 4 yards to go. If they had one, they might go for it, but they can't. They got to punt.
Exactly. Conservative play call there on third down, and the Indians' Garkey is back at his 5 to punt, and Chappie, the deep man for Anna at the 50-yard line, he'll give the Rockets good field position. Garkey kicks it away from Chappie toward the Anna bench. Oh, it stays in bounds, far sideline. Did not hop out. Stayed in play at the 50. Trickled all the way down to the 36.
Effect, not a pretty punt, but effective.
Yes, indeed. There's a technique to punting that football and getting the kind of overspin and forward roll you need. That was a directional kick. Fort Recovery would have been okay with it had it gone out of bounds. But it stayed in bounds, tightrope the far boundary, and gave Fort Recovery another good 15 yards of field position. Anna at its own 36, first and 10.
Well, you're much nicer than me because I just think he's a bad punter.
Final 50 seconds, third quarter. Running play, Anna Ball handed off on the play to Aaron Chappie, who squeezed out a couple. 39-yard line, 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna up by 16. Play clock has not started. There it goes. It's a 21. Scoreboard game clock at 24, so Anna does have to run one additional play, third quarter. Fake handoff, ball kept by the quarterback, Chappie. Straight ahead, bulldozes to the 41, and that'll end the third quarter. Anna 28, Fort Recovery 12. We come back for the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna in the lead over Fort Recovery, 28-12. Here is Chappie, the QB for Anna, back in the pocket. Throws a look-in pass on the play for Afterhar. Stripped on the play, but Fort Recovery, good defense applied as the defensive back, Hartnagel, got his fist in there and knocked that ball out. And Anna's got to punt from its 41. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Anna on top of 16.
Well, that was going to be about 5 yards short, even if he caught it.
High kick near sideline. Lands around the 24 of Fort Recovery and skips out of bounds. Versailles has scored. Trails Coldwater 14-7 in the second half. Last we heard, Lucas led Fort Loramie 20-zip. At intermission,
Pickwa leads Sydney 14-7. Minster leads New Bremen 26-7.
Right, update on that one. Tell you what, Minster picking up steam.
Yeah, they are. It's weird.
With Niemeyer at quarterback. He's an athlete, and he's filling in extremely well for Steffi. Ball marked for play near sideline where the punt went out of bounds at the 25. Fort Recovery not out of this game by any stretch of the imagination, down two scores, 2-8. But the Indians need to show life on offense. Rolling out to the right, home and still rolling. Rolling some more. Heaves a long pass down the field.
Wow.
Intended receiver, 38. In his hands and out. Incomplete. Guggenbiller, the man for whom the ball was intended. He had a very good shot at it. Could not clutch it.
Hit him about halfway up his fingers. He just could not get a grip on it.
Opening 16 seconds, fourth quarter of this game, Anna 28, Fort Recovery 12. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Indians from their own 25. Like to remind you, Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. A stellar reputation for Barker Insurance, second to none. Here is the quarterback handing off offensive backfield. Wendell stacked up, pursued well. Fine penetration by Anna's defensive front. Wilt in the path of the ball carrier. Minimal gain, maybe 2 feet. Third down, 9 for Fort Recovery.
Which 73 yards on the ground now for Fort Recovery for the game.
Wow. And the offense has been nil since that TD drive midway second quarter. Anna shut Fort Recovery down. Big play here, third and 9. Anna showing pressure, defensive line of scrimmage. They're getting after Holman. Deep drop, screen back to the near side. Anna's got it smothered. Heck of an open field tackle. Woo!
Yeah, that was Aaron Chappie, and he read that play. That play had no chance.
Aaron Chappie popped the screen man way back at the 22-yard line. A setback of 4. Defensive play of the game. Chuck, let's make that a wise bridge here in just a matter of seconds.
I think that would be a great call.
Well done by Chappie. 4-yard loss. Set to punt the ball. Here is Fort Recovery. Indians have done a lot of that tonight, punting. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. Oh, that punt is nearly blown. Oh, it's a fake by Fort Recovery. And the Indians are run out of bounds at the 28 or 29-yard line.
The high snap, and he just didn't feel like he could get the kickoff. Anna had pretty good pressure on him.
Anna takes over. A couple plays ago, a fine effort by Chappie defensively for Anna. Tackle for a loss on the screenplay. Well done by him. What a wise defensive call. That was the Wise Bridge play. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And as the Rockets start a new possession inside the 25-yard line of Fort Recovery, Aaron Chappie gets the ball, totes it ahead. Nice advance by him, picked up 8 or 9. Second and 1 coming. Line of scrimmage 19 of Fort Recovery, opening 3 minutes, fourth quarter. Anna on top, 28-12. Here's the quarterback, Alex Chappie, fakes the inside handoff to Osborne, rolls out to the left, throws, caught. Run after catch down near the goal line. Flag, though, in the offensive backfield of Anna. Let's see what results.
It just boggles my mind when it's 50 yards away from where the guy throws the ball or the flag as he's diving for the flag on the other side of the field. What did he see that affected that play?
And it is a penalty against Anna. And the Rockets are hit with a marker that wipes out a very productive play.
I was down to the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
Almost got in. Sorry, I promised I wasn't going to pick on officials all year, but these guys have been pretty bad tonight.
Play went from the 19 all the way down to the 1, and now Anna Saddle with the penalty is pushed back to the 24. Second down and 6 for the Rockets. 9:25 left in this game. The last we saw, rain was pushing in across the Ohio-Indiana border west of Greenville. Looked a lot like we might get this finished before rain got here. It is at Greenville right now. Boy, I tell you what, we may be heading to the car following the end of the contest in a rain shower. We have a delay in the game at the moment. Chuck will take a break. 9:29 to go in the fourth. Anna up 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
As we return to action, Alex Chappie spots a pass for Trey Heitkamp in the right flat along the line of scrimmage. And it's good for a nice gain, leaving Anna a 3rd and 1 at the Fort Recovery 18 with 8:48 to go in the fourth quarter and Anna leading 28-12. Man in motion, Osborne. The quarterback, Chappie, keeps, and he lugs the football right up the middle for a modest three, enough for a first down. First and 10 at the 16 or 17 of Fort Recovery. 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, a touchdown here by Anna would wrap this thing up.
Well, there's some smart people there because the Fort Recovery bus band is leaving.
28-12 in favor of Anna. Boy, Indians need a stop and points in a hurry. Fort Recovery simply has not done much with the football and offense since the middle part of the second quarter. Anna's defense has controlled the second half. Here's a toss sweep to the left to Osborne. He's bear-hugged and saddled with a tackle at about the 15-yard line. Sandwiched to the turf.
That sweep has not worked all night.
It's going to be second down and about 8 or 9, pickup of a yard and a half. 7:45 to go in the fourth. Good tackle by Riggs Toby of Fort Recovery, who was all over Osborne, smothering him for a minimal gain on the play. Second down for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 15-yard line, second and 8. Let's see if Ofterhaar is a target here. No, it's a swing pass in the offensive backfield to Osborne, and then he throws it downfield, incomplete at the goal line. Little razzle-dazzle by Anna, and it failed. Third down, 8 yards to go. Clock stops. 7:17 to go.
Now that gives the future opponents something to take a look at.
Yes.
So, even if it didn't go incomplete, it gives something new,
yep.
Another wrinkle.
I like that thought. Anna on the road against Parkway next week. Parkway was losing big tonight. Marion Local trouncing St. Henry. Here's a pass by Chappie looking. It's a down and out route across the goal line, 3 yards deep in the end zone. Yes, it's caught. Beautiful strike on the play by Alex Chappie. Trey Heitkamp a few yards deep in the end zone. Some nice route running by Heitkamp as he tailed away from the cornerback. Safety couldn't get there in time. And just inside the boundary, a few strides in the end zone. Nice over-the-shoulder reception by Heitkamp on the aerial from Alex Chappie.
I just made the comment that Heitkamp had not been real involved tonight. That was a heck of a catch.
34-12. Hengstler's PAT is piped right down the middle. Perfect. Marker down. Officials talk. 7:11 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-12. Anna leads. That PAT not yet registered. Foul on the play. Maybe it's going to be assessed when we return to the gridiron. I think that's the case. 35-12, Anna, over 7 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
A score update from Coldwater, 14-14 for Sales Tigers and the Coldwater Cavaliers, all knotted here at Anna, 35-12. Anna Rockets blowing out Fort Recovery. 5 minutes into the fourth quarter of play. Anna just scoring on a Chappie pitch to Heitkamp. Penalty assessed against Fort Recovery on the Anna kickoff. Rockets boot it down to the 25, return by Recovery short of the 30. first and 10 for the Indians from that spot on the field.
I think the only thing that could have happened for that is somebody lined up over the center, and you're not allowed to line up over the center on a kick because they got their head down. That's the only thing I could think of that would have been a personal foul there.
That you're very well, you could very well be right, Chuck, because on the PAT, the officials do keep an eye out for that. Yes. So it's Fort Recovery possession, 27-yard line for the Indians. Anna's defense has just stonewalled Fort Recovery for the last two quarters plus. Here's the quarterback, Holman, back to pass, looking, and he runs toward the line of scrimmage, pitches up ahead to a receiver. It is hauled in at the 37-yard line, run to the 47. It is Riggs Toby on the catch and run. Well done. He gets up slowly. And a player does as well. Uh-oh, we got a marker. It's going to bring it back.
It was either an illegal formation or two people moving at the same time, because other than that, it would have been a dead ball. So,
well, now it's a race between the rain and the referees. Which one will come first? Are the referees going to let us get through the final 6 minutes fairly briskly? Or will that rain come charging in from the west? Penalty marker moves Fort Recovery back to the 22-yard line. It is first and 15. 6:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna leads 35-12. Fort Recovery offensively showed a lot of life in that second period, but its offense has been halted by Anna. Timeout called. 6.5 to go in the game. Anna up by 23 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
As we return to action, Fort Recovery strikes big. It's a beautiful down-and-out route near sideline. Hauled in on the dead run by Guggenbiller at the 40-yard line. He's at the 50, stays on his feet, and Anna nips at his heels and catches him eventually at the 27-yard line. And that has been the most productive pass play for Fort Recovery, most productive play period since way back middle part second quarter. That was a dandy.
That's what the first down of the second half.
Wow, what a strike by Holman.
Yeah, he was open. That was a great throw.
And that's a play that Fort Recovery needed a quarter ago, middle of the third. We're now in the middle of the fourth, and Fort Recovery's down three scores. In the pocket, Holman. Pocket collapses. He's trapped, caught from behind at the 23. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna 35, Fort Recovery 12. Anna Rockets trying to win its last two over Fort Recovery and Parkway and secure a home field game week one of the playoffs. Fort Recovery needs a win to get in, sitting at 18th in its region of Division 7. Second down 7 for the Indians, 24-yard line of Anna. Here is a quick slant. Anna's all over it. The intended receiver sandwiched by two defenders. Anna, Johnny on the spot. Boy, they put the clamps on the wideout. No chance for that to be caught. Third down 7, Fort Recovery. 24-yard line of Anna. These incompletions continue to stop the clock. 5:36 to go in the fourth. Rain approaching from Dark County. Two receivers far right, one to the left for the quarterback, Holman. He's got a back Wendell alongside. And running that way is the QB. It is Holman. Lowers the shoulder, booms down to about the 20.
I like Holman. I think he throws the ball pretty well. He's a hard-nosed runner. It's too bad he's a senior.
Yes. Yeah, Fort Recovery got in a bind. Poor field position there for about a quarter and a half and found itself with, you know, a few third and mediums. Couldn't make them. Punted the football away. Anna eventually capitalized and went up three scores.
Well, you talked about Anna and their struggles. They've done a much better job of getting off the field tonight.
Here is Holman way back to pass. Now he scampers out of the pocket, angling far sideline. Down inside the 10, the 5, stays on his feet. Speaking of Holman, Chuck, wow. You gave him plaudits at the right time. Dazzling run, a 20-yarder by Holman. Woo, he flashed some wheels on that sprint to the end zone. He was back in the pocket. It broke down. He surged through and took off and hot-footed it into the end zone. 20 yards for Holman and a score. And it's 35-18. Brent Niekamp elects to kick the point to cut it to 16 and stay within two scores of striking distance. You go for two and don't make it, and you're still down three scores. Extra point kick on the way. Yes, it's good. It is popped through the uprights. Extra point try right on the button. Hammered in by Garkey to make it a 35-19 game in favor of Anna. 4:50 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
That 20-yard run by the quarterback Holman of Fort Recovery was a wise play call. Good improvisation by the QB of Fort Recovery. Well done by Troy Holman. That was the Wisebridge play of the fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp., member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, looky here, Fort Recovery, after scoring the touchdown on the 20-yard rump by Holman, it was well done, beautiful play. They try an onside kick and recover at the Anna 46-yard line.
It hit the Anna player right in the chest. He should have secured it. He couldn't, and Fort Recovery got the ball.
There is still time, maybe. 4:17 to go in the fourth quarter, or I should say 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter. And Fort Recovery's within 2-8, 16 points. Here's the quarterback throwing long post pattern, middle of the field, inside the 15. Bodies bump, no good, incomplete. Ball aired out for Guggenbiller. He drew triple coverage.
He got a little contact there, but I think the ball was so high that they didn't throw the flag.
First and 10, or I should say second and 10 for Fort Recovery, 46 of Anna. That play took a mere 6 seconds. 35-19, Anna in the lead. Couple of receivers left. Here is the QB, Holman. Stomps the foot. Brings Wendell up alongside. Man in the slot to the right. Holman, one-step drop. Oh, here comes Heat. Pressure's on. Holding penalty coming up against Fort Recovery, and a sack back at the 46-yard line. Clock stops, 4:36 to go in the fourth. 35-19, Anna in the lead.
Well, those obviously declined the penalty because they got a 7-yard sack.
It is a struggle winding down minutes here in the fourth quarter of this game. Slow but sure. Rain fast approaching from the west. New line of scrimmage is the 48 of Fort Recovery. Third down and 16 yards to go for the Indians. Clock running 4:23, 4:22. Fourth period of play, 16-point lead to Anna. Quarterback Holman sends a couple of receivers duo to the left. Wendell alongside, he's the blocking back. The quarterback Holman, nice down-and-out route run by Guggenmiller. Holman whips it to him at the 39. He's down to the 35, ducks his head, lowers the boom to the 32 or 33. First and 10, Fort Recovery, which is a touchdown, Chuck, and another successful onside kick away from making this really interesting in the final couple minutes.
They'll also need two 2-point conversions.
Yep. That's why the extra point kick was tried and made after the last score to keep it within 16, the spread. Two receivers far right. You play action by Holman, dancing in the pocket, skipping out to the right, Anna in pursuit, and holding on for dear life. Here come another Anna defender or two, and the quarterback has stood up way back at the 38. He lost a big chunk. So it's going to be a second down play and about 18 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. 3:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna leads at 35-19. Indians to the line of scrimmage inside the Anna 40. Got two split receivers to the left. Spread formation, as always, for the quarterback Holman. Inside handoff, a dive over right guard, good for 5 yards. Anna stands up Wendell at the 35-yard line. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Wind picking up. Third and 12, Fort Recovery. Boy, if the Indians want to have any last-ditch hope, Fort Recovery's got to pick up a first down on this play or the next one, score, and recover another onside kick. Wendell the back with Holman. 5-yard drop. Looking middle of the field. Holman has no one open. He runs. And he darts up the middle. Caught from behind at the 30. Fourth and 10, Fort Recovery. 2:28 to go in the fourth. Here is the last gasp for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, they can't afford to use their timeout because if they do score,
right?
Well, I guess they're going to call it now. They let 15 seconds go off the clock. Now they have no way to stop it.
So the Indians go from three timeouts down to two. 2:16 to go in the fourth. 35-19, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
20 minutes, 15 minutes. Oh, it's 2:16 on the clock. Rain is about 15 minutes away. Fort Recovery has a 4th and 8. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 30. 35-19, Anna leads. Fort Recovery needs a miracle. 2 8-pointers to draw even. Holman, the quarterback. He's in the shotgun spread. 2 receivers, short side of the field, deep drop, throws, crossing pattern. Guggenmiller on the dead run, yep, at the 30, gallops to the 25, stays on his feet, slides to the 22 or 21. It's good enough for a first down. I think the chain is going to get moved, or is it? It's close. And Fort Recovery does get the first. 2:08 left here in the fourth quarter. New line of scrimmage, the Anna 22-yard line. Rolling right, Holman. Anna chasing home in a late delivery low down inside the 10-yard line. And the reception made by Mr. Everything, the workhorse here tonight, Guggenmiller. Another reception. Second down and one for Fort Recovery with a minute 40 to go in the game. 35-19 in favor of Anna. Fort Recovery trying to make a miraculous rally here in the fourth quarter. 90 seconds to go in the contest. Second down a yard. Back to pass on second and short. The quarterback, Holman, he's corralled from behind. Dropped way back at the 17. Clock running. A timeout left for Fort Recovery. We approach the one-minute mark. 70 seconds to go. Anna in the lead by 16. 35-19. Fort Recovery quickly to the line of scrimmage. Third down for the Indians. Scoreboard, I think, is mistaken.
About four, yeah.
It said third and one. It's more like third and four. Here's Holman. Fade pattern. Left corner of the end zone. A lot of jockeying going on. Hand fighting. No foul. Incomplete. Off the field of play. Fourth down. 4 yards to go for Fort Recovery. 49 seconds to go. 49 ticks left on the clock. Indians utilize their final timeout. Back in a moment, Anna up 16. Waning seconds of the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
As we return to action, the Fort Recovery Indians strike with a touchdown pass on fourth down and 4 yards to go from the Anna 16-yard line. And guess who? Guggenmiller, back edge of the end zone with a fine play, excellent reception. Aerial thrown by the quarterback, Holman. And believe it or not, Fort Recovery strikes again, two touchdowns late in this game to whittle Anna's lead to 10, 35-25. And as I remarked several minutes ago, Fort Recovery was 2-8 and a recovery on an onside kickoff away from getting the ball back and a chance to tie the game. They need two here. Rolling Holman, throwing back against the grain into the end zone. No, it's wide of the mark, and that'll do it.
That's your ball game.
Anna 35, Fort Recovery 25, 46 seconds to go in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Don't forget here on scoresbroadcast.com, next Saturday afternoon from Lima Stadium, Fort Loramie plays Lima Central Catholic. Last we heard, Fort Loramie was being blanked tonight by Lucas, 20-0 in the third quarter. for Sales is rallying to tie Coldwater 14-14 in the fourth.
Coldwater just took the lead 21-14.
Lehman Catholic was blowing out Troy Christian tonight. Here's Fort Recovery's kick. Down by 10, and it is another recovery on an onside boot by the Indians. Boy, Anna giving itself a lot to work on this week in practice. Got to get the hands team out there to secure that onside kick.
Well, that's twice that they had the ball in their hands and could not pull it in.
And at Fort Recovery, gotten the two-point conversion pass on the previous play and made it 35-27. The Indians would be 48 yards and 43 seconds away from tying up this game. No quit in Fort Recovery here tonight. 48-yard line of Anna. How about this closing to the game tonight? Low snap to the quarterback who fires in the left flat. Thrown by Holman to Guggenbiller. My mistake, it was not Guggenbiller. It was Hartnagel. Gain of 5 or 6. Spiked on the play by the QB Holman with 28 seconds to go in the fourth. So that wastes it down. 3rd and 5 or 6 to go for Fort Recovery. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 43. Wind is really starting to howl. Rain is in Minster.
Might be snow.
And if you know how close Minster and Anna are, oh, they are almost bordering communities on Route 119. And the rain's in Minster. Here is the quarterback, Holman, keeping, rolling out to the right. He's upset at the 50-yard line. Down he goes. There's a sprinkle or two in the press box window. Final 11 seconds of this game. Anna in the lead by 10. 3-2-1. Snap just in time. Holman to throw. Final play, barring a penalty. Sprint out to the right. Ball thrown short, and that'll do it. Anna victorious tonight over Fort Recovery in a Midwest Athletic Conference game, 35-25. Anna advances to 4-5 on the year, and Fort Recovery now 1-8. Anna plays Parkway away from home in Week 10 next Friday night. We'll return to close it out in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back here to Anna's Booster Field. Anna Rockets dominated the middle 50% of this football game here tonight and stormed out to a big lead over Fort Recovery of 3 scores, held on to win by 10, 35-25. Anna's running game was tremendous. Fort Recovery simply could not slow it down. Chappie, the quarterback, engineered a fine game. His brother at running back was strong as well. Anna mixed in a variety of receivers. Osborne ran the ball splendidly. Anna's defense was very good until it wilted the last 3 or 4 minutes of this game. Fort Recovery charges back, loses by 10. That's been a theme in this rivalry down through the years. Anna simply outscores Fort Recovery, which makes a late rally but can't come from far behind to get even. And that's the story once again here tonight. Anna wins it by 10 points and goes to 4-5 on the year. Chuck?
Well, I mean, it was a good job for Anna. They kind of lost focus, I think, after they got the 23-point lead. But give Fort Recovery credit. They didn't stop. They played hard, and I'm impressed with some of the stuff that they do.
Well, they've lost three very close games this year. This was a two-point conversion from being another one-score setback here tonight.
Right, and they had the ball on the second onside kick.
Right, so include this in the group of tight setbacks. Fort Recovery's lost four that the Indians were in. Could have taken this one right down to the wire at Fort Recovery. Converted that last two-point conversion. And as head coach Nick Marino for Anna said in the pregame, it was the best 1-7 team he had seen in a while coming into play tonight. And I'm sure he will say no differently. It's one of the best 1-8 teams he's ever seen. Anna now 4-5 on the road at Parkway next week.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice for a coach to say that about the other team, but the bottom line is Fort Recovery is 1-8.
Yes.
And even if they go 2-8 next week, they'll get no points from Parkway, so their season will be done next week. But I saw flashes of some good stuff there.
Coverage next week, 3:20 kickoff, or I should say 3:20 airtime on Saturday, 4 o'clock kickoff, Fort Loramie at Lima Central Catholic. Chuck, are stars of the game, who are they?
Well, for Anna, I'm going to go with Zach Osborne and Trevor Roberts. And for Fort Recovery, Reese Wendell and Troy Homan.
There you go. Brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We enjoyed it. A lot of fun here tonight at Anna's Booster Field. Fort Recovery Indians, no quit in the visiting team here tonight. They fought back, outplayed Anna latter part of the fourth quarter and made it interesting down the stretch. Anna survives. Rockets dominated the middle 50-60% of the game. Ground game was excellent. Anna stopped cold. Fort Recovery's run for 2.5 periods or so. Anna wins 35-25. Thanks to Derek Olding alongside here tonight in the press box with his son Matthew. Derek will be with us in the future. next Saturday. We've got a game on the road up at Lima Stadium, Fort Loramie against Lima Central Catholic, airtime at 3:25 next Saturday. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. We say goodnight from here at Anna's Booster Field, and we close it out with our 12th CSX train as it comes barreling through behind us on the tracks. There it is, down there at Trackside Treats right now. I see it. Final score, Anna 35, Fort Recovery 25 for Derek Matthew, Chuck McBee alongside, and our great online audience tonight, Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from Booster Field in Anna. So long, everybody.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.